Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Yes, it is.
We've got guests and we're on our best behaviour.
We have. We're very excited about our guests.
Yes, indeed. Because Melbourne Theatre Company are about to open their new production called Minnie and Laraz.
Mm-hmm.
I love the name.
It's great, isn't it?
Isn't it? And our two of the stars join us now. Ladies and gentlemen, Virginia Gay and Nancy Hayes.
Hello, hello.
Welcome.
Hello, hello.
Hi, guys. How are you? Yeah, we're good.
Oh, that's hilarious because, Virginia, you've been on our show before, haven't you?
I barely recognise you without a face on, Michael. I'm sorry. Bless them. I'm sure you barely recognise me without a face on.
Well, you look amazing. But Nancy's never been on. Welcome.
No, I haven't.
Welcome.
No, I haven't. You know? Thank you. I'm very thrilled to be here.
And I want to, obviously, we always get our guests to tell us what it's about because it's better than us reading it. What is Minnie and Laraz all about?
Well, it's about a couple of bridge players, passionate bridge players, aren't they all? Minnie and Laraz, they live in a retirement village called Autumn Road, and my partner of 47 years has recently passed away. So Laraz is desperate that we should play together and become partners. But there's another deal in there. Mm. The deal is that I have a granddaughter, played by
Australia's Virginia Gay.
And Laraz has a grandson.
Right.
So there's the plot basically about if we can get these two together, I'll be your partner and we'll try and win the Australian National Seniors Championship Cup.
It sounds like it could easily be a musical.
Well, a couple of numbers may go in there.
crossed fingers.
Well, with you two, I know. I don't know. Does Sue Jones sing?
Oh, yes.
I'm sure Sue Jones does everything.
She's that fabulous.
Yeah.
Yes, she's glorious.
And now when you read something like this, do you just immediately go, oh, yes, this is great. I can sink my teeth into this one.
I got super excited because when I read it, I immediately said, I want to be a part of this show because in no other show that I've read ever so puts the focus on women of a certain age and the passions and their lifeblood, basically. And I say women of a certain age because Nancy's playing somebody several hundred years older than herself.
Unfortunately.
And so I just love this idea that these are women who would traditionally be on the periphery of a story. Mm. And Lallycats has said, no, let us throw the spotlight onto them and say, these lives are not over yet. And the passion and the obsession is so strong. And I love that. I just love that shift. That's what made me want to do the show. I got so
excited by that. Isn't that only, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, I would imagine, isn't it only in Hollywood with movies that we have that way of thinking that when you're of a certain age, we want younger? Because when we have theatre, we want that wealth of experience and that look, don't we?
Well, I think we do.
Yeah.
I positively think so.
She's working 365 days a year.
I'm out there.
And I know you are, and I guess, you know, of course, asking you that is slightly ridiculous, but isn't that generally right?
It is. You know, I mean, theatre, I think, it's stronger for
we
older
lord
women,
our...
But certainly not women playing 90-year-olds.
Right.
And that's fantastic.
Yeah.
When I read the play, I loved it. Of course, Lally's work is extraordinary.
Mm,
and I hadn't met her, so I was sent the script, and then I went to a coffee lounge and met Anne Louise Sarks, our director, and Lally, and I thought, I just want to work with these fabulous young women.
Great.
So clever, so bright, so instinctive. And I thought, got to do this.
It's so funny. Yeah. It's such a funny script. And we had our company run, which is the very secret run that you have before you ever take the show out of the rehearsal room. So it's the last thing that you do in the rehearsal room. And we had our company run and we were just like, we had to pause for laughs. We were so excited. We were like, yes.
Yeah.
It's got touches of farce and Molière about it. It's like a... It's very, very, very charming.
Who were they?
No. The drag queens.
They were ever so good. Oh, they could lip sync for your life.
Now, so, Shantae, you stay.
Because, as we know, it's all very well if you're a wonderful actor or actress, but it's got to be written well. And it's got to be directed well. I mean,
totally.
I was hating the obvious, but I do that. And I guess it's just, so. Well, you've got it all then.
We really feel we do.
Yeah,
we feel we do.
And I guess audiences apparently do as well, don't
exactly.
they?
Exactly. You've got when you started rehearsals, 85% booked.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah.
And nearly now it's on a now it's very limited, isn't it?
It's very limited indeed. So if you love bridge and grandmothers and Molière,
but no, I guess. It's my cup of tea, really. You know, that sort of humour as well, isn't it? I mean, did you grow up with games, playing cards and that sort of thing?
No, the bridge is total mystery to me.
Really?
And I've worked very hard on it, and it's still a mystery. But, we talk bridge.
Right.
I mean, I went and learned all the basic things, but we actually have dialogue where you talk moves.
Yeah.
And it's like learning a foreign language.
Yeah. Where did you go to learn that?
Well, just from mates who, who knew it. And we have had professional a teacher in with us.
Yeah. Right.
But she's always on cruises doing all these bridge tournaments.
Being professional bridge player.
We can't seem to get her back.
What about you?
I grew up with 500, which I love.
I love
which is the simpler form, which I really enjoy. But it's true. Anne-Louise Sark said the smartest thing the other day in rehearsal, which was she was watching a medical show, and she said it's when these wonderful women start talking bridge, it's the same way that doctors on medical shows talk medicine.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what BP 140 over 80 means, but you know BP 140 over 80 means great, and BP 140 over 80 means, oh, God. So it's all about, like, tone and knowledge and assurance, and that you have in spades, Miss Hayes.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Tune in next week to Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean for their very special Radiothon edition.
Hey, you're welcome.
With James Terry from theatrepeople.com.au, the absolutely fabulous Rhonda Birchmore, and a very special Royal Dalton reunion request hour from 6 till 7 p.m. with Glenn Dalton. You'd be mad not to.
Don't want rudeness.
Absolutely.
We will not tolerate rudeness.
We won't.
Mad Wednesday's Radiothon edition. Next week.
Mad Wednesday.
Joy 94.9.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
I got overexcited.
I know.
It happens.
It does, occasionally.
Minnie and Laraz is about to open at, it's Melbourne Theatre Company's production. It's on at the Arts Centre.
Yes, at the Fairfax.
Yes, that's a lovely venue, isn't it?
I've never played the Fairfax.
Oh, wow. Is there one venue in Australia you haven't done, Miss Nancy?
I'm ticking that one off now, ticking it off.
Yes. And Virginia Gay
yes,
as
darling.
Well, you're joining us.
I am.
The voice of Australia.
Hello.
Not the voice of reason.
No, never the voice of reason. Do terrible things. Take risks. Virginia Gay endorses it.
Oh, Nancy, what is it like working with this woman?
Well, you can imagine.
Yes.
Just listen to her. She's corpsed now under the desk. Well, it's extremely exciting because we worked together year before last in Jerry's Girls.
Yes, which I saw.
It was the first time we'd worked together, and we had great fun.
We did.
And I just saw her in Calamity Jane, which was absolutely amazing.
I mean, are you getting bored with everyone asking when is it going to be in Melbourne?
Oh, we'd love for it to be in Melbourne. Mm. We're in chats as much as that means anything. You know, I love a signature and a contract myself personally more than chats.
Don't we all?
Don't we all?
But it did very, very well,
it
didn't it?
It did do well, and it was the happiest I think I've ever been making a show. It was so glorious. It
is this not more than Minnie and Laraz?
Well, until I started Minnie and Laraz, obviously. And now.
I have to say, she was nothing like Doris Day.
No.
So don't expect
it really
that.
Isn't. She?
No.
I was about as butch as you can get and still technically
and
be a woman.
And just so lovely.
Yes. Actually, I believe the real Doris Day would probably be a bit more like that, having read a lot about Doris over the years.
This is what I understand, but I did not know this until actually very recently.
I mean, what a life. I mean, she's still going, isn't she?
She's still going, too. Yeah. And she has a hotel that is filled with tiny dogs in Florida, I want to say.
For a while.
Really?
I don't think it's Florida.
It's filled with tiny dogs. It's somewhere.
I'm claiming that was in America.
Tweet in and tell us. Tweet in and tell me.
There'll be a gay that knows.
Yeah.
Oh, there'll be a gay that knows. Now, what
I love that song. There's always a gay that knows.
What about... the men in this production? Do they stand a chance with you lot? What is it like for the boys?
Well, I have a husband, Morris.
Yes.
He's played by Reese McConaughey, and he's just a gorgeous actor and has had great theatre experience all through the years, and it's just lovely to have him on stage. We did some years ago for Opera Australia, we did Fair Lady, and he was Professor. He wasn't Professor Higgins, he was,
Freddie?
That's a senior moment.
Freddie Arnsford Hill, let's say.
No.
Stage manager.
Colonel Pickering.
Colonel Pickering. Well done. I'm sorry, I couldn't help you.
We didn't try, did we?
And I was Mrs. Higgins.
And Mrs. Higgins. Right. Oh, marvellous.
We had a great time then and we're having a great time now.
Great.
And your love interest.
My love interest is the wonderful Peter Paltos, who is part of Sisters Grimm.
Yes.
And so we have a very similar aesthetic. We have a marvellous time together.
So they're both naughty.
Very.
I can only imagine.
Do you know the naughtiest of us all, though, is Sue Jones, I reckon.
Oh, well, I think so. And
she is magnificent. She's such a little mischief monger.
She's on this wonderful scooter.
Oh, great.
And
oh,
she's zooming around that stage and you've really got to watch your toes.
You really do.
When's it on, Dean? Those that get in right now, you may be lucky.
You may. It's starting on May 12th and it's going until the 24th of June. But like we said, there's very limited availability left because so many tickets have been sold because everyone wants to see it.
Exactly. Yeah. I would go to artscentremelbourne.com.au right now if you want to get tickets.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you will miss out.
But we are going to Geelong too.
Are you?
We're down that way.
I mean, it's the full metropolitan tour,
wow.
Really.
You're on the road again.
We are Ben in Geelong. Our next place is
Verona. You'll get a scooter down there, do you?
We'll
all go on the road on the scooters.
Sue Jones.
Why not?
Like the Flying Flute Fight. Oh, great. I couldn't say that.
There goes your voiceover career.
And what a note to end on. They never had Virginia Gay back again.
Oh, I reckon
I don't
we
believe
will.
It.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Very lovely to join you.
You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.